Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. Thousands of supporters of President Trump gathered in Washington and other cities Saturday, backing Trump's baseless claims of widespread voter irregularities after Joe Biden was named president-elect. NPR's Hannah Alam has more.
Overall, it was a show of support for President Trump, a vocal rejection of the election results, and an effort to kind of rally Trump's various constituencies under one banner. And they did this under the, you know, during the lockdown protests over the summer. And it seems like they're building on those connections, maybe extending those to some kind of, you know, forming of an opposition bloc under a Biden administration.
NPR's Hannah Alam. The Washington demonstration was largely peaceful, but after night fell, violence erupted between Trump supporters and counter-demonstrators. Several people were arrested. The number of coronavirus cases around the world is surging. Many states are ordering a fresh round of restrictions and shutdowns. In Vermont, residents will no longer be allowed to gather with members of different households or go to bars. Henry Epp from member station Vermont Public Radio reports.
Vermont enjoyed months of some of the lowest infection rates in the country, but case numbers in the state have reached record levels in the last week, driven by small social gatherings, according to Republican Governor Phil Scott. That led Scott to announce a ban on all get-togethers, indoors or outdoors, between different households.
You shouldn't get together for horseshoes or having a beer or a coffee or anything like that. You need to stay away from each other.
Scott is also ordering bars and clubs to shut down in-person service, though restaurants can stay open for sit-down dining, and the state is beefing up requirements for residents to respond to contact tracers. For NPR News, I'm Henry Epp in Winooski, Vermont.
According to Johns Hopkins University, there have been 10.9 million confirmed cases in the U.S. More than 245,000 people have died. In Georgia, the white father and son accused of killing a black jogger have been denied bail. Lily Oppenheimer of member station WABE reports Gregory and Travis McMichael will remain in jail and await homicide charges for the shooting death of Ahmaud Arbery.
The McMichaels and a neighbor, William Roddy Bryan, are accused of chasing and fatally shooting Arbery in February as he ran through their Brunswick neighborhood. The men later told police they suspected Arbery was a burglar. Defense attorneys deny the McMichaels had racist motives. Arbery's family attorney, Lee Merritt, addressed the arguments of self-defense.
Ahmaud didn't independently represent a threat to anyone. They created the danger, and then they used it as a justification for murder. This is not a case about self-defense.
Character witnesses testified the McMichaels were upstanding men and that neither posed a flight risk. For NPR News, I'm Lily Oppenheimer in Atlanta.
This is NPR News. China and 14 other countries are to sign an agreement Sunday to set up the world's largest trading bloc. It's being finalized virtually on the sidelines of the annual summit of the 10-Nation Association of Southeast Asian Nations. The accord will cut tariffs for members on a range of goods and services. The U.S. is not part of the agreement. Trade experts say this will put American producers at a competitive disadvantage in a growing market. In Ethiopia, two airports are damaged after being hit by rocket fire from inside the country. NPR's Eder Peralta reports Ethiopia's conflict with fighters in the rest of region of Tigray is widening.
The federal government in Ethiopia is fighting against the Tigray People's Liberation Front, which it considers a rogue regional government. According to the Office of the Prime Minister, the TPLF launched rockets towards airports in Bahir Dar and Gondar, two cities in a neighboring state far from the center of the fighting. The Ethiopian government has repeatedly promised a quick end to its offensive against the TPLF, but the airport attacks may signal a widening conflict. Over the past week, more than 21,000 civilians have fled. Hundreds of people and fighters have been killed. The TPLF is also threatening to strike neighboring Eritrea, raising concerns of an international conflict. Eder Peralta, NPR News, Nairobi.
Egyptian officials Saturday announced the discovery of at least 100 coffins, some with mummies inside. They were found in Acropolis south of Cairo. Archaeologists estimate they were buried more than 2,500 years ago. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.